Good evening. Okay, we're up to Siman Kuf Samach Gimel, and we spoke yesterday about the halachas with regards to how far a person needs to travel to obtain mayim l'netilas yadayim. We spoke about 4 mil, 1 mil. We spoke about the idea how what actually a mil means, and we spoke about the bi halacha who speaks about the gamla pacha, the flying camel, and the maskona that it's talking about not a distance but about a time. Okay, so we said that if it's beyond that time limit of 18 minutes or 72 minutes, depending if it's in your way or out of your way, so if it's beyond that timing, what do you need to do? Koirech b'mapa, you wrap up your hands, and that is sufficient. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Hay, which is the second last narrow line, the Mishnah Berurah explains what that means exactly. B'mapa, so literally a mapa is a towel. B'mapa oy b'shum dava. He quotes the Gemara that it is b'mapa oy b'shum dava with any other item. You don't literally need a towel. You could use any other wrapping garment, an item that would be defined as well. Ein b'vir alocha. The bialocha is the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm bialocha, seen the bialocha. Shledas ha-mechaba, mistome, tzorich lik, rech shtey yod of dafke. What will be the alocha if you only wrap, it's mashma from the Mishnah, from the Shulchan Aruch. Look at the third line on the page. Yitol yadov, b'mapo v'oichel pas, yitol yadov b'mapo, yodov. Yodov is plural. So it sounds like you need to have both hands. What would be the halacha, Rabbi Isai, if you decide, I'm only going to eat with one hand. I'm going to eat my bread with one hand. Can be done. And the other hand, I'm just going to keep in my pocket. And therefore, if I only eat with one hand, all I need to do is need to wrap and take a glove or a towel or whatever it may be, and I'm going to use that hand for eating, and that's the hand I'm going to wrap up. I will not, therefore, maybe need to wrap up my second hand.
Maybe putting in your pocket is the equivalent of wrapping
it up. Okay, I hear that. So you're right. So for preciseness, for accuracy's sake, let's not talk about pockets, but I'm going to put it behind my back. Yeah.
You might by mistake
take it out. Yeah. You may accidentally eat with the second hand, yeah.
It's like washing only one hand and eating with one hand.
Which you can't do. Yeah, good. So the Mishnah Berurah says, very good svara. Mishnah Berurah says that it is evident from the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, Yitol Yadav Yodov Bemapo, Yitol Yodov Bemapo, which appears that Lashon plural, Lashon Rabim, means that you can only do it with both hands. You can't just use one hand and wrap it up. You'll need both hands. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Tzorich Lichuch Shtei Yodov Davkem, first white line. Dafka both hands, the af sha'oichal ba'achas, because you may eat with, even if you eat with one hand, shamayiga bechaverto, because maybe you're gonna end up touching the other one. So you need to have both hands wrapped up. Omnom le'dasa ramo yishlochel, but seven zochin, he said, could be according to the ramo, he may be more lenient. And that leads us to the next question, which is, what is this last few words of the ramo? Which he says, I ignored it yesterday, very consciously, because that's a discussion on its own. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramah says, that if you can't wash your hands, you wrap it up. Alternatively, it says the Ramah, or you can eat with a spoon or a fork. Going to the Shaila of the fork and the spoon Shaila. If you cannot, the Ramah says, explicitly, if you can't wash your hands, okay, it's either wrap it up or use a fork. What's the rationale for that? What's a svara? Why would a fork be okay according to the Ramah? Instead, in other words, that since you're going to be using,
you don't have to be
choishes. That's right. If you eat with a fork, you're not going to use your hands. So fine. So you can just use a fork. So Lemaisa, Alocha Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, if cotton zain, Halidei Kaf, Avachonim Niskashubaze, the Achonim ask on that, if cotton zain, the Achonim ask on that, Deminole la Ramodinze, why, where does the Ramod Where does he take this from? Menalei l'ramal din ze. Where does the ramal take this from? So the Mishnah Berurah assumes that probably the Mekayra would have been from a Mapa. Just like a towel, there is some sort of separation between you and the food. That's why a Mapa, a towel, works. So similarly also, a spoon will work because you're not literally touching the food. There's something in between the food and your hand. So does that svar work or not? You might come to touch it. Very good. So although the Ramah might come, that's maybe where the Ramah comes from. But the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Where does the Ramah take this from? The shiny mapa. You cannot compare a towel to the fork. Why not? The shiny mapa is yotei mechuse because his hand is completely covered. But she'en came bozeh. However, with this, Shiyotei Megula, with his hands is completely revealed. His hand is open. Chayshinam Tfei, we are concerned. Dilma Oselem Inga, maybe he's going to end up touching. Huve Eli Rabbi Yishvu B'doichid, Eli Rabbi is not so sure. Ein Sham. Val Kain, therefore, Nira, it seems, the Im Yesh Loi Mapa, if a person has any towel, Yichoich B'mapa Dafke, you should Dafke, use a mapa, you should cover your hands with a mapa, and not rely on the Ramah, of a fork. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens here, it's one of those occasions that the Ramah seems to be very uncomfortable relying on the Ramah. Mishnah Berurah doesn't like the Ramah here. The Ramah you can't argue on the fact that the Ramah says that. The Ramah says you can use a fork and that would be fine. So imagine that somebody who's got no water available. So according to the Ramah, you could just eat with a fork, you can eat with a spoon, and that will be fine. And you don't need to wash. But the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't like that. And Mishnah Berurah says that, no, if you that's not good enough, you'll need to kerich b'mapo, that will be good. What about a glove? Yeah. I think that's generally what people do. A glove is the ideal mapo in contemporary times. The best, if a person really can't wash, and that would be true also if a person has got a wound or a plaster or anything like that, and you can't wash, and we learned the halacha is that kerich b'mapa, you need to wrap up your hand. The ideal way of doing that is by putting on a glove. That's the best way, and I think that's what people do. If a person has got a big plaster, and you're not going to wash hands in the area, we said that ideally you should wrap your hand up, so you put on a glove. And that's it. And if a person has got no water available, so you don't have to wash, but kerich b'mapa, so put on a glove. I think glove is the most common way of keeping this halacha.
Film around a sandwich. Your hands aren't covered. The sandwich is covered. It's not.
Rabbi Isai, Rabbi Feingold, Shaila. Cling filled around the food. Is this equivalent of kerich b'mapa? Yes or no? No. Why? Yeah,
it's too far removed.
You say you're not covering the hand.
I said the glove was better, but maybe it's worse because it's a cleat. And if it's a cleat, maybe it's because of a kabbal tumma.
Why is it different than a mapa?
Well, mapa, if it's a shmata, if it's like some kind of then maybe you could say that it's just not really a kabbal tumma. But you certainly can't say that about a glove. So if it is a kabbal
tumma, sure. So Lemaisa, I think what you are saying is that in Rabbi Feingold Shaila as well, it won't be good enough because the halacha is not that it needs to be a hefzik. It's not about separation between you and the food. It's not about separation. It needs to be wrapped up. It's about wrapping up your hand. It's absolutely about wrapping up your hand. So if it's with a towel, it'll be with a towel. If you take the cling film and you wrap it up around your hand, that will be good. But if the food is wrapped up, that's not going to help. Similarly also, so the fact that the glove is a cleat, it doesn't matter. Because ultimately, your hand is wrapped up. Your hand is wrapped up. But what was interesting, Shaila, was about the pocket. I think that's interesting, Shaila. What do you think about that? If you put your hand in your pocket, would that be sufficient? How are you going to eat? And the other hand is? The other hand is generally wrapped up, and you only got one glove. The other hand you put in your pocket. What do you think? Pocket is good or not?
You always put your hand up.
If there's a chashash, you're going to take your hand out. Yeah. What do you think? I'm not sure. I don't know. It is wrapped up, but your concern is a serious chashash. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Depends what you do first. You can't eat. You can't wrap up your hand, which is out, and then hold it. And
good. Yeah, good. Yeah, I hear. So, okay, you manage with one hand, which was in the glove or something like that. Okay, interesting. Good. Rabbi Yisai, see, base moves on to another very interesting topic, which is the following. Hamaychel la'acherim. Somebody who feeds somebody else. Hamaychel la'acherim. Somebody who feeds somebody else. Einoy tzoich netilas yadayim. The person who feeds does not require netilas yadayim. Ve'oichel, and the person who is eating, tzorich netilas yadayim, does require netilas yadayim. Af al pi she'acher noisei l'soich piv, although the second person is very literally spoon feeding, and he's putting the food into the mouth of the eater, and the person who's eating is not touching the food at all. But nevertheless, that's halachvuadin, and similarly, the oichel b'magreifa, somebody who's eating with some sort of magreifa. What is a magreifa? Kli sheyesh l'shinayim. It's a keli sheyesh l'shinayim, which has teeth, which has like teeth, shinayim, which has teeth. Exactly, yeah. Firik pelas, fork pelas. So if you want to know what a fork is in Old French, it's firik, and it's considered by the Ramo a keli which has teeth. Shetzoich netilas yadayim. We'll need netilas yadayim. So the halacha is, the person, that could be a nice riddle. Don't know how you can make a nice riddle out of this, but you can, I'm sure that somebody who's a riddle maker can make a nice riddle. The person who eats, how can somebody who never touches food need netilas yadayim or something like that? Yeah, he needs netilas yadayim. He's not touching the food. He needs netilas yadayim. And the person who is feeding, who is actually touching the food, he doesn't need netilas yadayim. Can you make a nice riddle out of this? Yeah, I think that it could work as a. Yeah, how do you make the riddle? How do you make the question? How can it be that somebody who eats? Yeah, how would you make it? Excellent. Very good. Can you repeat that? Somebody who eats.
Isn't eating needs to wash.
No, halacha is the one who's eating needs to wash, but that's quite. And you said it a bit differently before. You said it a drop differently. Yeah. Okay, so. So the ma'aseh said the one who's eating needs to wash, the one who's feeding does not need to wash. Now the kind of finishes the Ramah. You're not allowed to feed. You're not allowed to feed somebody who hasn't washed his hands. So if a person is feeding somebody who hasn't washed, you're not allowed to do that because he needs to wash. And if he hasn't washed, then you're not allowed to feed him because the general issa of you're not allowed to make somebody over an avera because of lifne iver lo yisit hamichshol. In front of a blind person, don't put a.
You can't maybe incapacitate him for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then not be able to wash.
Okay, so then they are. Then if they are honest, they won't be able to do it. If they can't, they can't.
What about guests? Maybe sounds savage.
Very good, Shaila. So Kagan asked the famous Shaila that all the Achronim, the contemporary in the last, the Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Moshe, all the Achronim speak about this very Shaila. That advice, what up? Are you allowed to feed somebody who is not going to make a bracha? A very famous Shaila. Are you allowed to invite somebody who is not going to make a bracha? Are you allowed to? So this is one of the Mamakomas. There's one of the Mamakomas that we see over here, that there is really a Shaila. By feeding somebody who is not going to wash, you know that you food that you are giving to him is going to, he's going to eat Be'isa. You are actually worse, even to some extent worse than Ibn Aviva. You're actually making him do the Avera. You are making him do the Avera. And that is an Issa. That is also. So with regards to inviting, it's a very serious shaila. If you're inviting, you're also potentially making somebody eat something with an Issa. Yeah, it's a shaila. It's a mamash a big shaila. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. There's a concept of if, it's a Gemara, that if somebody in Tosfos, that if he would be able to do this without your help, if he would be able to do this without the Issa, then there's no Ilif Ne'iva. So a good example would be in contemporary times, Shalit, if you invite somebody that is likely to drive on Shabbos, I'm not paskening, but that would be, if you know that somebody is going to come to you, inviting somebody for Shabbos, and you know that he may drive, he may or may not. If there is a potential that he could walk, he's living in the other side of Edgware. He's living in not that far. It's like he could walk. He could easily walk. Then it's Te'av Den Ha'ara. Then it's not Lifnei Iver. However, if you're inviting somebody from, he lives in the other side of Watford, and there's no way he can make it. You can know it. Then it's Lifnei Iver because you know that he's going to come Be'isa.
If he's going to either eat at your house without a bracha or eat at McDonald's without a bracha, so my nephew
like, okay, that's a good shaila as to whether you can take that to cheshbon. But it's not so posh that you can take it, because maybe that's not your... So that it goes into shailas of aravos and responsibility for others. It's not so posh, because what you're doing is positively... You're positively making somebody do an avera. That goes into the very, very serious shailas.
Selling food, it's restaurants.
Absolutely. So here we've got a problem that here you're actually physically feeding someone. You're putting the bread into his mouth. There we're learning this lifnei iver. So your comparison of somebody has a restaurant or has any could be slightly better. It could not be that. But the shaila is a shaila. Says the Bialocha. Rabbi Kagan, very nice. Rabbi Kagan says the Bialocha, and I'm going to skip straight to the Bialocha because of the importance of your shaila. For also lahachil, miloshenze, from this word, mashma, it would appear that davka benoisen loy, it's only specifically, directly, benoisen loy kedelech on the yad. It's only if you're going to, tell him you eat it now. You know, you eat it now. Kedei, in order lech on the yad, you eat it now. You give it to him, you give him that, or the scenario of the Shulchan Aruch, you physically put it in his mouth. He's going to eat it now. What else should he do? You're giving it to him to eat now. However, that is what the Gemara is talking about. But if you ask him, you know, don't eat it now, do me a favor, please. You can eat it later on. Then you'd be allowed to give it. Why is that? Any svara? Eli, what do you tell him? Why? Why is it that if you tell him, don't eat it now, eat it later, you'd be allowed to? What would be a nice svara for that? Says the Bialocha, the miyoidea sheyoichel sham bli nitilas yadayim. Who knows if he's going to eat there with nitilas yadayim? Maybe he's going to wash. But you don't know. It's a genuine suffix. You don't know. If you're feeding him now into his mouth, and now he's eating, so you know you are enabling him to eat without nitilas yadayim. It's your action leading him to eat. But he's telling you, take this now, do whatever you want. When you get home, do whatever you want. So chances are, it's a reasonable amount of chance, then he's going to do nitilas yadayim. So as long as it's drawn away from you, then you're allowed to do that. So therefore, your shaila, Rabbi Kagan, giving sweets or whatever to people who will not make a brocha. So if you're giving him to their hands, I'm quoting Abshalom Zalman, Mincha Shloim Echele, if you're giving it to their hands, there you have a serious shaila of Lifnei Iver. You're giving him something, it's not Vodutaina. What do you think?
My question is very simple. You get a Jewish person, forget Shabbos, but coming just for a meal without washing, but he doesn't, he's not going to make a bracha, maybe can't even read Hebrew. So does that mean you can't invite him?
No, it doesn't necessarily mean that.
But you know he's not going to make a bracha.
Yeah.
Either he can't, because whatever, he can't read Hebrew.
If he comes to your house?
Yeah, if he comes to your house, and it's less than you give him a mazono, a cake or something, and you know he's not going to make a bracha. The same
child in the way we wash it. Yeah, to invite somebody. Yeah, so without getting into too much details of your shayla, because it's a very important question. So In principle, you've got a very serious problem with Lifnei Iver, based on what we're learning now. What's the difference? We're learning in Shulchan Aruch, don't give him something into his mouth if you know he's not going to make a bracha. So why should he be allowed? Any reason why? Why should he be allowed to invite somebody and you know he's not going to make a bracha? And yes, he doesn't know how to make a bracha. Why should it be okay? So in principle, it's the same Issa. That's Lifnei Iver and that is Lifnei Iver. Good. Now the art, and many poskim will therefore tell you, don't do that. Many poskim will therefore tell you, when he comes to your house, tell him, kindly, do you mind? We make brachas over here. Or you can say, you bring for yourself as well. You bring for yourself as well. And then you say, can I be motzi with the bracha? Is that okay for you? And then only you to say, you need to say, oh man, and that's fine. That would be fine as well.
If you say the bracha, you can be yotzi the other people who are eating. Because they can't read Hebrew. So if you make...
Yeah, you can be motzi them. Yeah, you can motzi. Just say, oh man, that's perfectly fine. So either you gently ask them to make a bracha. Alternatively, you're motzi them and you tell them in advance to share. You say, you make your motzi them and you tell them, oh man. Alternatively, apparently when the Chazon Ish invited, there was a famous meeting with the Chazon Ish and Ben-Gurion, somebody just 2 minutes, Chazon Ish and Ben-Gurion had a famous meeting with the Heilige Chazon Ish. He was forced to invite Ben-Gurion once, and then during that meeting, apparently, there was a lot to be said, and it's a very interesting episode, and apparently the Chazon Ish, the Gaonis of the Chazon Ish, that he put one... Ben Gurion didn't make brachas nevach. He didn't make brachas. He was very, very respectful, but he didn't make brachas himself. He was the first prime minister in Israel, wasn't he? The first prime minister. So he had to give him the kovet, but he knew that he's not going to make a brach. So he bought one drink. He asked for one cup of drink to be bought. So you can't be the one. It's like lack of derech eretz. He knew he was not going to take the drink. He was not going to take the drink, and Ben-Gurion was also not going to take the drink. So on the one hand, you were polite, you brought the drink in, but he was similarly also, you know, if it's not sufficient for everybody, you're not going to take. So that was the goodness of the Chazon Ish. You need to be gone and pickich to think of that. But just to finish off your question, just to answer, there's a famous tshuva in Reb Shlomo Zalman, which I didn't intend to speak about, but just to answer your question, he says that if there is a case that you know you're going to put somebody off of Yiddishkeit forever by being off, because they take it very personally, very offensive. Reb Shlomo Zalman suggests that possibly you have to take that into consideration as well. If you tell him, you know, we make brachas over here, and he's going to get brachas. What's this? Well, this is racial. What's that? Religious coercion, and he's going to start, making a whole thing about it, and he's going to say, I'm never going to speak to a Jew again, whilst he's a Jew himself. So if it's that kind of reaction, you're expecting that kind of reaction. Then he said, you know what, that itself could be a reason, maybe you have to take that into consideration, you have to take that into balance as well.
Because you get to say it in English.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely,
language.
Absolutely. But sometimes it's the easiest just to make them say, oh, man. That's sometimes the easiest.
But you could ask them to say,
yeah, you could. Yeah.
It could be worse to ask them to say bracha.
Maybe if they don't have a full understanding what it is, could be, yeah.
Say no.
Yeah.
And it's like more amazing than
sure. Yeah.
Or
Shemeya Ka'ina. Yeah, but you need to say, oh, man. For bracha, you need to say, oh, man. Yeah. Yes.
Am I allowed to give someone, let's say, challahs on Erev Shabbos, and then I leave? So I've given it, and I know that they're not going to make a bracha when it comes to Shabbos on the challah. Am I allowed to give it to them, although I won't be there?
So if I think that your shailah is lemaaseh leading you to the bi'alocha, if you're giving to them and there's a long time gap from when you're giving until they eat, the bi'alocha says it's okay. Yeah. Yes. If he's going to, you know for sure, is there a way that he could walk back?
No.
Well, then it's mamash. It's, I don't know what to say. Yeah. So these are the shyness that the Kiev world is very busy with on a day-to-day basis. And it's a mamash, not partial. This difference of opinion is why it's different. Shabbat UK, absolutely. Shabbat UK, yeah. Here, Chalabek from there, Shabbat UK from there, absolutely. It's all in the air. So, So these are very serious shailas, because obviously the balance of being makar of them is also incredibly important. Okay, so all right. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Just to mention the Reb Shlomo Zalman will ask even a shaila even further than that. It's brought down that if you could, is there a heter to rent out a flat? If you've got a flat or you've got a house and you know you're renting it out to somebody who is himself is Michal Shabbos. So there's somebody renting the flat, you know, is Michal Shabbos. You know clearly that in your, you're renting out the house, somebody's going to switch the lights on and off on Shabbos. You have to do that or not? Why is that? Yeah, it's could potentially be a problem. What is the problem? Doesn't feel right. Yeah, so there is poskim who take that very machmir. The ma'isa, I don't exactly understand why, because the chayre should be doing it to the bi'alocha. It's not direct. It's not like feeding into the mouth. It's more like giving some food that is not going to make a bracha later. It's not going to happen now. Right? You're not renting out the flat or the house on Shabbos. There's always going to be a time limit, so I'm not quite sure why it's such a shaila. It could be that according to bi'alocha, might be okay, but many poskim are very concerned about it. Okay, so we learned Siv Beis tonight, which is telling us the halach of Maichel Acherim, somebody who eats, even if he's not touching food, he needs to make Netilat Sudaim. Somebody who feeds, although he's not eating himself, he does not need Netilat Sudaim. We learned the halach of Kerich B'Mapa. Kerich B'Mapa is not only a mapa, it could be a glove as well, or any other similar item. And we learned that one hand alone is not sufficient. We also learned that if a person uses a fork, that's not good enough. And we also learned that the issa of feeding somebody who has not washed, that is a serious problem if never ever. However, the Bialocha says if there's a time gap that he's going to take it home, that would not be an issa. Kuf samach dalet, tumoy mitzvah Hashem.